朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
新堂的建造是为了宣道。
The building of the new church is for mission.
新堂的建造是为了下一代。
It's for the next generation.
今天我们在简单但是很隆重的这个破土的过程当中。
Even though the ceremony was simple,
我们心里面实在受到这样的提醒。
We received this solemn reminder.
如果不是为了宣道的缘故。
If it were not for the sake of the gospel,
不管是本地的宣道，是海外的宣道，
whether it's local evangelism or overseas mission,
如果不是为这个原因，
if it's not for this sake,
求主拦阻这一个建堂的工作，
then we ask God to stop the process.
我们今天看见青少年的需要非常非常的普遍。
And as we see around us, there's a tremendous need among the youth.
昨天我听见一位告诉我，
I just heard this news yesterday.
说到了90年代的时候，
During the decade of the 90s,
在我们生活的这个国家，在我们生活的这个环境里面，
in the society that we're living in right now,
会渐渐的被崇拜魔鬼的撒旦教所控制。
We are entering in an age where Satanism is becoming popular again.
那么所谓控制是控制谁呢？
And who are the people who are drawn to this?
弟兄姊妹，就是我们的下一代。
Our next generation.
如果我们今天不让这些年轻人有机会认识真神，
if we do not introduce our next generation to the true living God,
弟兄姊妹原谅我说，求主拦阻这一个建堂的施工，
then we should stop our church building process.
我们就知道礼拜六晚上的节目很精彩。
We realized that the Saturday evening last week we had a lot of wonderful ceremonies.
到最后的时候，我们把全场的灯光熄灭。
But in the end, we turned off all the lights.
王牧师、焦牧师，我们教会的两位顾问牧师
，our two honorary pastors, Pastor Wang and Pastor Chu,
从他们手上把那个蜡烛点亮，依次的点亮在我们全教会每一个参加的人手上的那根蜡烛。
The candles were first lit up, and then the light was passed on.
当我站在台上看见全教会被点亮的时候
，and when I was standing at the pulpit and seeing all the candles being lit up.
套用焦牧师这三天在我们中间常讲的两个字，我心里面非常的激动。
I will borrow the words from Pastor Chu. My heart was indeed tremendously stirred.
当破土的时候，当点蜡烛的时候，弟兄姊妹，我再一次把我自己奉献在祭坛上。
And during those times, I offered myself up again on the altar.
我也同时把整个教会的前途和发展交在神的手中。
And I place the future and development of this church into His hands.
弟兄姊妹，二十周年的那些庆祝，不是在神的国度里面最后的庆功宴。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the final ceremony before the God's kingdom.
对我来讲，好像结束一段时间，也开始另外一个二十年。让我们能够迈进主为我们预备的这一段侍奉。
True, it was the end of an era, but it's also the beginning of a new one.
刚才张昭斌弟兄带我们读的这一段的圣经。
Just now the passage that we just read.
他刚才告诉我们说，这是主耶稣基督登山宝训的一段引言。
He mentioned how this was the introduction to what we commonly call the Sermon on the Mount.
非常明显的一节到十二节是一段，十三节到十六节是一段。
Yes, clearly verses 1 through 12 is a particular paragraph, and verse 13 on is a different context.
一节到十二节是我们都很熟悉、很出名的所谓的八福。
Indeed, in the first 12 verses are the famous Beatitudes.
从十三节到十六节呢，主耶稣提到说盐和光这两个重要的真理。
And then from verse 13 to 16, Jesus mentioned the truth.Of us being the light and salt.
从一节到十二节，主耶稣宣告基督徒的身份和地位。
In the first 12 verses, Jesus proclaimed the identity of Christians.
十三节到十六节，主耶稣宣告基督徒的功用和他存在的意义和目的。
And from verse 13 to 16, Jesus was proclaiming the function of Christians on this world.
第一节到十二节是讲到基督徒与上帝之间的关系。
The first passage talks about our relationship to God.
13节到16节是提到基督徒与世界的关系。
The next passage talks about our relationship to the world.
我们在这里一直看到神提醒我们一个很重要的一个次序。
So we see here God reminding us on the order of things.
与上帝的关系在先，与人的关系在后。
The relation to God will take precedence over the relationship with man.
我们发现今天这个世界关系出了问题。
And as we survey the relations on earth, we find that there's a problem.
我们发现人与人之间有许许多多的困难。
There are many problems with interpersonal relationships.
圣经告诉我们说，当我们发现人与人之间发生问题的时候，常常是人与神之间先有了问题。
And the teaching of the Bible clearly gives us the light that the problem, the root cause, is with the relationship with God.
当我们看见前面新的一段时间摆在我们面前
As we see the next 20 years
今天早上我愿意从13节到16节刚才我们所读的这段经文让我们看教会前途发展有一些什么原则性的一些提醒
I would like to share with you in particular from verses 13 to 16The principles of our church development.
十三节、十四节告诉我们说，你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
We were told you are the salt and light of the world.
耶稣常常用十分通俗而容易明白的一些比方来说出一个很重要的真理。
Jesus is known for using analogies that are easily comprehensible to people.
我非常相信这个重要的真理跟我们教会前面的发展有直接而密切的关系。
I truly believe that this truth has a tremendous important role for us.
这一年来，为了前面，为了过去二十年神的恩典，为了前面我们要所走的路，我常常在神的面前思想教会的发展。
During these times, because of the ceremony that passed, and then thinking about the future, I've been spending a lot of time meditating before God.
好吧，请弟兄姊妹，我们再回到马太福音。如果你手上有圣经的话，请你看第五章十三节到十六节这一段的经文。
Maybe you should turn to your Bible to this passage again, Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16.
请我们看我们手上的中文圣经。我请孙弟兄替我们念，用英文来念这四节。
We'll be reading this in English, and I ask you to follow along in your Chinese Bibles. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden.Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
让你们的好行为要显在人的面前。
To show your good deeds before men.
让他们看见你们的好行为。
So that they can see it.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我读到这节圣经，心里面都有个很强烈的一个提醒。
Every time when I read this, I have a strong reminder.
主耶稣在这里强调，历史历代的基督徒不是要让他的同时代的人听见福音，而是看见好行为。
The work of the saints through the ages is not to let other people hear, but to see and witness their good deeds.
我们看见基督教两千年的教会历史。
Through the 2,000 years of Christian history,
我们看见基督教好像经得起人家听，但是常常经不起人家看。
We can preach, but many times we find that we cannot stand the scrutiny of people.
我上次说过，我们最近传福音常常遇到的一些难处是什么？
Oftentimes, when we try to preach the gospel, the hindrance is what?
这几天我们常常听见说某某人，他是一个传道人。因为他做了一些什么事，后来被判决45年的坐监。
It's all happening in our recent news. How a recent preacher has been sentenced to 45 years in prison.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要在这里好像批评论断这些好像不能够荣耀神的这些传道人。
We are not trying to judge these people who did not glorify God.
我们的教会如何
What about our church?
我们每一个基督徒如何？
What about us individual Christians?
今天早上我想从你们是世上的盐和你是你们是世上的光分四方面跟大家一起思想。
I'd like to look at the context of being the salt and light of the world in four different ways.
当主耶稣提到说盐和光的时候
，When Jesus mentioned the salt and the light,
弟兄姊妹很明显的，他不是指着单独的基督徒说的。
It is obvious that he is not referring to singular Christians.
他说你们是世上的盐，他是指你们说的。
In English, it's very clear. It says you are.
不只是 English， 我想中文更清楚是你们，你们这一些人，你们这个小这个团体。
And that is we as a group。
但是，请问这一段圣经里面讲的你们是谁呢
？But then who is this group of people？
当主耶稣提到说你们是世上盐的时候，这个你们是指什么人
？When Jesus was referring to you are the salt and light of the earth。Who were Jesus referring to?
在这短短的四节圣经里面，十三节、十四节提到盐和光的时候，提到你们。
Here in verse 13 and 14, Jesus mentioned you.
到十六节的时候，这你们又出现了三次。
And then in verse 16, you or your were appeared three times.
那么在十六节里面的你们就很明显的给你们画了一个很清楚的一个范围和定义。
And in verse 16, it is clear that when Jesus used the word you, he distinguished between two groups of people.
十六节说你们的光也当这样照在人间，叫他们看见你们的好行为。他把你们和他们做一个非常明显的一个比对。
Here Jesus distinguished between your light and them.
换句话说，这些你们不是他们。
And that is you are not them.
那么这些他们又是谁呢？
But who are they?
这里很清楚看这些他们是没有认识上帝的一批人。
And of course, this refers to a group of people. The they refers to a group of people who do not know the Heavenly Father.
所以他在那里提到我们这些基督徒是跟今天世界上的人是有分别的。
And therefore, we Christians today are distinguished from the rest of the world.
然后在十六节最后讲得更清楚，他说要把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
It's very clearly said here that at the end of verse 16, that they will praise your Father in heaven.
你们就是那些称上帝为天父的一群人。
Therefore, the group referred to by you are those who have our Father in heaven.
换句话说，主耶稣在这里提到你们的时候，强调如果我们今天要为主做见证，这整体性是非常重要。
And therefore, for us to give glory to God, it's important for us to think of us.As a group of people,
你们是指全教会
That is the church.
你们不是单单指教会里面一部分的人
We're not referring to a special group of people in the church.
不是那些热心的，不是单单那些爱主的
It's not limited to those who are zealous and love the Lord.
这里特别提醒我们，你们是指着所有每一个蒙恩、蒙福、称神为父的这一些人。
This group of people calls our Father in heaven, Abba.
我曾经在这里提过一件事情。
I have mentioned this before.
一个团体的成功和这个团体里面的成员被动员的程度成正比的。
The success of an organization is directly proportional to the mobilization of the people in that organization.
我们要看一个团体的成功与否。
If you want to judge the success of a group of people,
要看那个团体里面的人参与在这个团体的工作的发展的程度来决定。
You want to see the fraction of people who are directly mobilized in accomplishing the goals of the group.
弟兄姊妹，我们要进入第二个二十年。
We are marching towards our second 20 years.
我们现在在预备新堂的这个建造。
We're planning for our new church.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在神面前先接受这样的提醒。
Let us first be reminded.
让我们在主的面前真是有整体的参与。
So that we can have a corporate action.
上个礼拜 ，Houston 陈康元弟兄回到我们中间来参加我们的二十周年的聚会。
Last week, one of our former brothers, Dr. Carl Chan, came back from Houston.
他礼拜六下午到。
He arrived Saturday afternoon.
他礼拜天中午就走了
and left in the afternoon of Sunday.
还不到二十四小时
His total stay here was less than 24 hours.
我没有机会跟他好好的谈话，没有机会跟他好好的分享
I did not have the time to share with him in depth.
但是他回去了以后
but after he went back,
打了一个很长的长途电话给我。
He called me and we talked for a long time over the phone.
他说李牧师虽然短短的不到一天的时间。
And he said, Pastor Lee, even though I was there less than a day,
我里面有很深的感触。
I was deeply touched.
加上这几年我在 Houston 教会的观察。
And added to that, the several years of observation I've spent in the Houston church.
他说李牧师有一件事情我实在愿意跟你分享。
He said, Pastor Lee, I would really like to share this with you.
他说他在 Houston 教会这些年来以及他的过去他所经历过的教会。
From his years of experience in different churches, in particular the last few years in Houston.
他说今天在地上各地的教会普遍有一个基督徒的一个危机的现象。
His conclusion that there is a common crisis among the Chinese Christians.
他给他取一个很特别的名词。
And he gave it a special term.
他说叫做基督徒的失业的现象。
The syndrome of joblessness of Christians.
基督徒失业的一个现象。我相信他在那里讲到的基督徒失业不是指说我们现在所谓在外面工作的这个失业。
A simpler translation would be the unemployed Christians.
换句话说今天在教会里面。
In the church today.
有许许多多的基督徒没有参与在侍奉的里面。
Many Christians are not joining the service in the church.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是这些年来我心里面一个很重的负担。
This is indeed one of my strongest burdens.
什么样能够减少教会里面的无业游民？
How can we diminish the number of unemployed Christians in the church?
刚刚上来以前，我跟孙弟兄在那里，我问他一个问题。
Before we came up, we were sharing about this question.
我说我印象里面，麻州曾经是全美国失业率最低的一个地方。
In my mind, historically, for the past few years, Massachusetts has the lowest unemployment rate in the states.
是不是现在已经不是了？
Maybe this is not true now.
我不知道，这个最新的资料我不晓得。
I do not know the exact numbers for today.
但是今天我们在神的面前想到从另外一个角度看这件事情。
But we want to look at this from a different point of view.
今天我们在神的面前怎么样能够让弟兄姊妹能够在教会里面有一份的侍奉。
How can we encourage Christians to have a part in the church?
前天晚上我去看一个家庭。
Two nights ago, I went to visit a family.
那家庭和那位弟兄就跟我提到他们刚来这个教会的感觉。
During our sharing, the brother shared with me his initial reaction when he came to this church.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。